This is a Tri-Cities hometown story on News Radio 610 KONA. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
Welcome back for the continuation of John Bookwalter's Tri-Cities hometown story. I remember what I think was the first home of Bookwalter Wines on Commercial Avenue King in City. Pasco. Yep. Kind of where it bends from King City and heads east. Yep.
Jim's Pacific.
Yeah.
Yep.
How did you decide, or how did the company decide to make a jump from there to your location now in South Richland?
You know, so I was completely uninvolved at that time.
Okay.
You know, Dad started in the winery in 83. That was the year I was off to college. So, and I didn't return until, you know, late 97. So I was not involved whatsoever. I had my own career and was very, very separate. Didn't really know what was going on, but I do know that that lease was up. They wanted to take their building back and turn it into a truck stop or a truck repair shop. And mom and dad started looking around for properties that made commercial sense and also housing sense, because when they needed to build a building, they couldn't afford to have their residence be separate from the winery.
They had to live there.
So they had to build a all-inclusive residence, tasting room, and production facility where we are located today at 894 Tulip Lane in Richland. And at that time, you know, there was no 182, there was no box stores, there was none of the Badger Heights.
No Queensgate.
Queensgate. None of, that was the exit out of town. That was like almost like the old highway out of Prosser almost.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of where it was, or heading towards that at least. So they'd looked in Walla Walla and other places, and that just... there was a few acres there. It was zoned agriculture at the time. I mean, this is 1992. I came back and helped Dad clear the land, actually. Jumped on a tractor with him and started carving it out. And then he picked up an adjacent property. And then when I returned, I picked up another property adjacent to us. So I think it made sense. They wanted to stay in the community. You could tell development was probably going to move that way. I would say they had that foresight, but I'm not sure they would even say that.
So, you know, since moving there, and of course with your involvement too, the operations have really evolved. You started as a tasting room, had some apps. Now you have Fiction Restaurant, which has become a premier restaurant in the Tri-Cities. You know, what's taken you or helped evolve that direction towards the food side?
Our customers, more than anything, and our location. I mean, you know, we're kind of urban sprawled into an urban winery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not a winery that sits above a vineyard in Walla Walla or even on Red Mountain for that matter. I mean, we are absolutely a urban destination winery within a neighborhood. I mean, we have commercial on one side and neighborhoods right on the other.
Yep.
So we're right there at that cross section of good location for retail purposes. So, you know, we started the food thing when my parents moved out of the building in 97, and my girlfriend slash wife now today moved into the apartment because my parents moved out to West Richland. We lived there for another 3 years. And then when we moved out, that little residence was vacant for a year. And I just felt like it was unused space. And there it was, contiguous to our onto the tasting room. And Starbucks was kind of really getting going at the time. And they were creating these little destinations. I'm like, we should just do some cheeses and meats, some charcuterie and artisanal cheeses. And so we started doing that. I can't remember. I think in that would have been 2003, maybe.
Yeah, I was gonna say early 2000.
2003, yeah, because I was there for 3 years. It took a couple years to get out. So 2003 was probably the first point of remodeling a little bit and adding cheeses and meats, things that we could just prep. I didn't need chefs and cooks and, you know, all that for. And it got traction. You know, immediately there was a demand for it. And then we added some entertainment at one point on a Wednesday night. And the next thing you know, people were demanding entertainment. And then we went down that path for a long time. You know, at one point we were doing music, you know, live music 7 nights a week there. The food kept expanding as far as we could without a commercial kitchen.
Without a kitchen, yeah.
And without real staff, real meaning not, I mean, we had great real staff, but I mean, you know, trained chefs,
sure,
et cetera. So, and we got into that slippery slope of people wanting more. You know, they're like, hey, we're going to start with you, but we're going to end up somewhere else for dinner or lunch. And I'm like, well, I'm leaving dollars on the table. And I guess, and, you know, I also got tired of the conversation in the Tri-Cities. There was no good food locally. I mean, people were leaving here to go find good food. And and I became part of that conversation, and I didn't want to be part of the conversation. I wanted to be part of the solution. So I just said, you know what, we'll take a stab at it. We hired a chef. And, you know, first one lasted only a few months, pretty typical. And the next one really kind of started to put us on the map for another 4 years. And then I've had a gentleman with me now, Francisco Mendoza, with me for eight plus years now.
We'll be right back with John from Bookwalter Winery after these messages.